Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon. We are going to be looking today once again at John chapter number 20, and the Bible says in verse number 27, "Then saith he to Thomas, reach thither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." So we've talked about the meaning of salvation, but let's look for just a moment at the reason for salvation. There's got to be a reason why that we need to be saved, right? Someone who is in need of salvation is what we call, what the Bible calls lost. If you're in need of salvation this morning, can I tell you, I'm talking about spiritually, if you're in need of salvation this morning, you're what we call lost. The Bible calls lost. Look at Matthew chapter number 18, verse 11, if you want to turn there in your Bible. "For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost." Now, when you think about that thought, the word lost, when I talk about the word lost, I'm not talking about somebody wandering out in the forest can't find home. When we talk about the word lost, we're not referring to someone who couldn't follow the GPS or the GPS has got them lost. That's not what we're referring to. No, what we're referring to is this: if you've not been saved by the grace of God, you're gone. You're lost nearly out of existence itself. Your name's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're gone, as if you've never existed. But yet you will exist somewhere in eternity in that place called hell. So let me ask you a question. How did we get lost? It's interesting, isn't it? How did we get lost? If we used it, don't we? Amen? Right? We use that word. Hey, you got to be saved. Amen? You don't want to be lost. Why are we using that term? Where's that coming from? Well, so what's the reason why men are lost? Let me answer it this way. We are all born this way. Every single one of us are born lost, and we're born in a state, what's called sin, a sinful state. The Bible said, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God," right? How did we get there? Let's back up. Let's go all the way back to the beginning. How do we get this way? Well, now take your Bible. Now I want you to take your Bibles this time. Take your Bible and go with me to Genesis chapter number 1. Genesis chapter number 1. I want you to look right there in verse number 24. And I want to look first of all at the creation of man on day 6. You've got how many days of creation? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then on the seventh day, God sanctified and he rested, right? Now, I want you to see what took place on day 6, all right? Day 6. Notice in verse number 24, are you there? I tell you what, back up. Verse number 24, excuse me. "And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind," cattle, creeping thing, "after his kind, and it was," what? "So, and God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was" what? "It was good." Amen. What God done was good. In other words, it was perfect. It was ready to go. "And God said, let us," who? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. "Let us make man in the image of God, verse number 27, created he him, singular, male and female created he them. Now let me bring you to modern day culture. They're lying to you. They're lying to you. God created male and God created female. Don't get on that, preacher. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you what the Bible said. I'm just preaching the Word of God. Amen. Don't get mad at me. You get mad at the Lord that wrote it. Amen. Look, male and female. Anything outside of that don't make no sense. Amen. Praise God. All right. Everybody on the same page? Hey, listen. Male and female created he them. Now, look at verse number 28. And God blessed them. I like it when God blesses, don't you? And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the everything that moveth upon the earth. God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for what? He didn't say, now he said meat, something to eat. Now it's not the same type of meat we're talking about. We're talking about steak, T-bone, amen, New York strip, that type of thing. He's saying this, that's going to be food for you, physical food. Did you notice he didn't mention anything like animals or anything like that? Did y'all notice that? All of those things, it's vegetarian type food. It's vegetable, all those things coming from the tree. Everybody good with that? And to every beast of the field, of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. So wait a minute, preacher. I mean, we've got some animals that eat animals. Right? Animals eating animals. I mean, they're devouring one another, but not in that day. Not in their first estate. Not before they was when they were created. God didn't create them that way. So man was eating of the fruit of the tree, and the animals was eating of the grass and other things that God had supplied upon the earth. They wasn't eating each other then. They wasn't devouring each other. They wasn't murdering one. Hello. So what you're saying, preacher, is something changed. What was it that caused this change to take place in humanity and also the animal kingdom? There had to be something drastic that took place. Can I say to you, before this day, there had been no murders. Before this day, there had been no death. Before the day that man sinned, none of those things ever existed. Look at verse number 30 with me. And every beast of the field. And it said, let us go to 31. And God saw that everything that he had made, and behold, it was, what was it? Very good. Not just good, but very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. I will say, when God created man, he didn't just say it was good. He said it was very good. What God created, you say, preacher, why this, why that? Can I tell you something? When God created man, he was 100% perfect. Amen. When God created man, when God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, he became a living soul. At that moment, can I tell you right now, there was no sinfulness in man. Man was created perfect at that moment, and he would have lived forever had he not sinned. We're told in things begin to change a little bit. Go to chapter number 2. Y'all still there? Chapter number 2. Look at verse number 15 with me. And the Lord God took man and he put it into the Garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. Gave work for him to do. Y'all see that? And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Then he throws some parameters to it. Notice this word right here in verse 17. Y'all there? Got your pen? But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely what? Die. Why are we living in a world where man can't get along? Why are we worried that our kids are going to go to school and get murdered? Why is there protest in the streets of America? Why do we have men's place? I'm going to tell you why. Because of a disobedient act. One disobedient act has caused all of this stuff that we're experiencing today. Yesterday, Brother Ball and I stood over there at your aunt's graveside. The reason that took place was because of this very act that took place in the Garden of Eden, this very place that God put man. God said, don't eat of the tree thereof. The day that you eat of the tree thereof, thou shalt surely die. Can I ask you a question? Have any of us felt the effects of the wrongdoing of Adam and Eve? How many's ever felt the effects of that? Amen. You've had to look under the face of someone that's at a graveside, at a casket somewhere. You've had to go to the hospital. You've had to take a pill. You've had to do all these things. Why? Why? Because man's sin. That's why. How do we get in this mess? I want you to know this. Look here. Thou mayest freely eat. Verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make a help meet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, brought them forth unto Adam to see what he would call them. Hey, listen, who named the animals? You want to know where a giraffe come from? Why its name is giraffe? It came from God and Adam named it. We call it elephant in every language. Hello, hello, amen. Ain't that something? I'm telling you right now. Verse number 20. And God gave name to all the cattle, all the fowl of every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her into the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She should be called, woo! Whoa, man. He said, hey, ooh. I'm going to call her, whoa, man. Telling you, amen. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that when Adam saw her, she is the prettiest thing he ever seen. Hallelujah. My wife's still the prettiest woman I ever seen too, amen. 34. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife. They shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. That sounds awesome, don't it? I mean, just think about how awesome it'd be to walk around in a garden. I mean, just everything you need is right there. Wouldn't that be great? There's no worry about being ran into by a train. No worry about an airplane falling out of the sky. I mean, no telephone ringing, hello. I mean, all the stresses that I bet you that Eve never kicked a washing machine. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. Think about that. A clean world. No sin, no sickness, no. Listen, we don't even know how to speak about that. I don't know what it's like to live in a world without sin. You don't know that either. I want you to think about the stresses that we deal with. We're worried about Ben grandma dying. We're worried about the next heart pill we got to take. It's all effects of sin in the Garden of Eden. I mean, think about all of the struggles that you have, the frustration, the depression, all the things that you get. You can't even sit and watch TV anymore without being depressed when you get done. And I want you to think about, man, all of the things that you're experiencing on a daily basis. Can I tell you the reason why you're experiencing it? It's because of sin. Disobedience unto God.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.